We're still here with the group from Terracom, talking story. Keep it going, guys.
So what was the most exciting part for us then?
I don't know. Well, for me, I experienced it all from the foredeck, looking back at everybody. So,
yeah.
I don't know. There's
I couldn't hear a thing.
Yeah, you couldn't hear a damn thing from the front of the boat. I don't know. It's the whole thing. I think the whole experience for me was just getting out and taking the chance and making the choice to go.
Absolutely. I mean, that's and then you see how the different characters and different personalities get eight distinct personalities that really don't know each other very well on a small boat together for 18 days. There was not one fight, not one sort of bad word amongst anyone.
There. Now you're all probably lifelong friends.
Absolutely. I mean, it's incredible,
yeah,
really. I mean, absolutely. I know, it was great. It, I found that the biggest sort of thrill, the whole thing. It was like being in a fraternity.
And Hale actually said that, too. He said that it's building character out there with each and every one of you, and it's some lifelong memories that you're going to all have that you did.
Well, the biggest thing for me is Lance. He was sort of a quiet, shy guy at the beginning. At the end, you know, he's quiet and reserved and didn't say a lot. And at the end, he was a swashbuckling pirate out there sort of swearing and cursing at everyone. He was great. He really sort of came out of his shell at the end.
Yeah. I know for me, it was on my, it's been on my radar for 2 years. I've been racing for about 15 years.
Yeah.
But to me, doing this race is like taking it to a whole other level,
right?
And, and when I race at the VRC races, I'm on the foredeck.
Yeah.
But never in the shit that you guys, the shit that you guys were in, I was never in that kind of stuff. But I was on the foredeck, right?
Yeah.
So it's a whole other ball of wax.
Yeah.
And, but yeah, but being back there and you guys.
Well, you watch the leadership of people. I mean, Lou, we've already talked about that, but James is an amazing leader.
Yeah.
A young guy. Yeah, we've already talked about you.
So tell me, because the listeners here.
Being proactive is a big part of doing this race, I think. It's like not just following what somebody tells you to do, but thinking ahead. It's like, okay, this is what we're doing. Okay, what she's doing now.
Yeah.
And what needs to happen. What,
yeah.
You know, what order are we doing this stuff? To me, that's a big part of it, knowing the order of things. If you just sit back and wait for somebody to tell you,
it's not going to work.
Real quick here, what I want to ask is the next one. All the listeners here live on Maui, and we just went through a storm of the year for us.
So the way
you were out there in it.
Yeah.
So tell me about the storm.
And
tell me about when you exploded your mainsail.
Well, it was incredible, really. I mean, we started off, we had the spinnaker out there, and then we took that down and put up the number two jib, and the wind kept building and building and building, and then the storms, the thunder and lightning came, and we went to bed, and we figured that we'd have to change the jib, and then we had to take that down in the middle of the night versus the main, and the storm kept building up to 35-40 knots of wind, and